Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for September 2021. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organized as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose, without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. And there's another little story on track 16. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Open for Summer. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Gallery and Inaugural Exhibition, now open. Track 7, Rural Water Filling Stations, registration. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Flavours of Mudgee 2021 event, cancelled. Track 10, Local Government Elections, 4th of December. Track 11, Who Can Use Rural Waste Transfer Stations. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar for September and October. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 16, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for September 2021. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Open for Summer. The region's three pools will open on Saturday the 25th of September for the summer swimming season, subject to health orders at the time of opening. Please check Facebook and Council's website. Mudgee, Gulgong and Kandos pools are open 7 days a week, excluding Christmas Day and Good Friday. Opening hours are available on Council's website. Season passes start from $81 for children 2 to 16 years, $114 for adults, $238 for a family of 2 adults and 3 children, and $81 for pensioners and seniors. Applications are available on Council's website. Council has progressed with investigations to establish an indoor swimming pool in Mudgee and, following a feasibility study and community engagement in 2019, has resolved to use the existing pool site and sections of Lawson Park due to the central location and the new water park. A business case is currently being developed to investigate 2 options. The first, to retain the existing outdoor pool and establish a 25-metre indoor pool, and the second, to establish a 50-metre indoor pool and decommission the existing outdoor pools. The large photo shows Mudgee Pool filled with sparkling blue water, whilst the small photo shows Mudgee Water Park. Track 5, heading From the Mayor's Desk. I had the pleasure of visiting the brand new Mudgee Arts Precinct on its opening weekend last month. This is a fantastic building with an equally brilliant opening exhibition by a Mudgee-born artist. If you haven't yet made a visit, I'd encourage you to head down and take a look. Sadly, we've had to cancel Flavours of Mudgee for the second year. The current health orders and unpredictable snap lockdowns in regional areas made this year's event logistically impossible. If you are a rural resident who is not connected to town water supplies, please head to track 7 of this recording to learn about changes to water fill stations that will affect you. Access to these sites will now require a registration, which is quick and easy to do. I'd like to thank all those residents who came forward for testing at one of the region's COVID-19 drive-through testing clinics last month. Your cooperation is critical to keeping our community safe. Signed, Des Kay, Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading, gallery and inaugural exhibition now open. The Mudgee Arts Precinct is now open to the public 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, subject to health orders at the time of opening. Please check Facebook and Council's website. More than 400 locals made their way through the new space over the opening weekend to see the inaugural exhibition Stories of Homedale by Mudgee-born artist and Archibald Prize winner Guido Maestri, M-A-E-S-T-R-I. Due to its popularity, the exhibition has been extended and will be available to view until the 28th of November. As well as gallery space, meeting rooms and staff offices, the Mudgee Arts Precinct is also the new home of Mudgee Region Tourism. Located at 90 Market Street, on the corner of Douro and Market Streets, entry is free. Stay up to date on gallery news and future exhibitions by following Mudgee Arts Precinct on Facebook and Instagram. The main gallery at Mudgee Arts Precinct is pictured, with several masked visitors admiring the large paintings. Track 7, heading, Rural Water Filling Stations Registration. Rural residents are encouraged to apply online for their one-off registration to access Council's rural water filling stations. Registration is free and access to the fill stations is available 24/7. Simply fill in the online form at midwestern.nsw.gov.au/ruralwaterfill or complete the form provided in the July rates notice. Once registered, residents with email will have access via the Smart City Control app, https://app.smartcitycontrol.com.au, and those without email will receive a swipe card. Council has upgraded rural water filling stations in Mudgee, Gulgul and Rylstone to improve emergency water access for rural residents. These new filling stations will provide emergency potable water for rural residents with faster flow rates resulting in faster fill times. Customers will be able to access up to 1,000 litres per emergency without charge. To learn more, visit Council's website or contact Council's customer service team on 6378 2850. A small photo of a water cart is shown at right. Track 8, heading, News in Brief. There are 7 items. Keep grass clippings in the bin. The arrival of spring and good rainfall means lawns will be growing quickly. If you're mowing, please remember not to let grass clippings blow into the nearby gutters and drains. Grass clippings that make their way into the stormwater and eventually the Kadjigong River can damage the natural environment. Grass clippings can be disposed of in your weekly food and garden organics bin with the light green lid. Magpie swooping season. Please be aware of magpies this spring when walking or cycling in any of our local parks and open spaces. For most of the year, magpies are not aggressive, but for roughly 8 weeks between August and October, During nesting, they will often defend their territory vigorously. Magpies are very protective parents and may swoop anyone seen as an intruder who might harm their chicks. Get ready, animals. As the summer disaster season approaches, residents are being reminded that emergencies can impact at any time, and our beloved animals count on us to keep them safe. Whether it's bushfire, storms, floods, or medical emergencies, having a simple plan for your animals will have you covered for any emergency situation. Visit getreadyanimals.nsw.gov.au and to make a plan today. School holiday activities. The library will be hosting a range of school holiday activities this month, subject to health orders. Learn how to transform old items into prized possessions with a bit of TLC. Repurpose and upcycle almost anything with clever crafts and inspiring do-it-yourself ideas. Keep an eye on the library's Facebook page or the library's Eventbrite page at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. When to water your garden. As weather begins to warm up, residents will be spending more time in their gardens. When watering, there are many ways to reduce and conserve the amount of water used. Remember to water at dawn or dusk when you can, and not during the middle of the day when evaporation is high. Frequent light watering encourages shallow roots. So aim for longer, infrequent watering and allow the top layer of soil to start drying out before watering again. October Town Hall Cinema. The Mudgee Town Hall Cinema will open its doors on the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of October, subject to health orders, for screenings of Space Jam 2, rated PG, and Respect, rated CTC. Tickets online at Council's website from late September or at the door, unless sold out prior, cost $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Know your parking rules. Parking signs provide instructions on where vehicles can park and for how long. These road rules are essential to keep all road users safe and provide equitable access for everyone. Failing to comply with the terms of a parking zone or parking in an unsafe manner can result in penalties. To learn more about New South Wales parking road rules, search Transport for New South Wales Parking Road Rules. Track 9, heading Flavours of Mudgee 2021 event cancelled, but returning 2022. Council has made the difficult decision to cancel Flavours of Mudgee this year due to ongoing lockdowns and current health orders. Council's events team investigated alternative formats and possible postponement. Unfortunately, the nature of the food and wine event, as well as the uncertainty surrounding current restrictions and ongoing lockdowns in Sydney and throughout regional New South Wales, made this year's event a logistical impossibility. Whilst it's disappointing to cancel the event 2 years in a row, Council is committed to its return next year on Saturday, the 24th of September, 2022. More information on Flavours of Mudgee can be found on Facebook and at flavoursofmudgee.com.au. People tasting wine are pictured at a previous Flavours of Mudgee event with the Mudgee Clock Tower in the background. Track 10, heading Local Government Elections, 4th of December. Local government elections have been postponed to Saturday the 4th of December due to current health orders. Minister for Local Government, Shelley Hancock MP, announced the postponement in late July. All current councils across New South Wales, including Midwestern Regional Council, will continue in their elected roles. 9 councillors are elected by the community to make up Midwestern Regional Council. These councillors determine the direction of the organisation for the next term. For more information on the election as well as enrolment details, visit the New South Wales Electoral Commission at elections.nsw.gov.au. The photo at left shows numerous people filling out election forms at a voting precinct. Track 11, heading Who Can Use Rural Waste Transfer Stations? Rural waste transfer stations are strictly available to rural residents who live outside collection areas. These sites are for the disposal of domestic waste and recycling, just as an in-town resident would use their curbside bins, and should not be used for disposal of commercial waste. If you are a rural resident eligible to use these facilities, please follow the signage and directions displayed. Bulky waste, such as mattresses and lounges, green waste, commercial waste, hazardous and liquid waste must not be left at these sites. Residential bulky waste and green waste is free to dispose of at Mudgee, Gulgong and Candos waste facilities. Please contact Council for disposal of domestic quantities of hazardous waste, including asbestos under 10 square metres and household chemicals. To learn more about rural waste transfer stations and what to dispose of, visit Council's website. The chart shows types of waste accepted, green square with tick, general waste, recycling and scrap metal, and types of waste items not accepted, red square with a cross, green waste, bulky waste, commercial waste and hazardous waste. Track 12, heading Your Council Representatives. A small head and shoulders photo of each councillor is shown. Their contact numbers are as follows. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 02-6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0431-208-646. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Russell Holden, 0422-219-911. Councillor Alex Carabas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Esme Martins, 02-6358-8237. Councillor John O'Neill, 0427-662-486. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226. Track 13, heading, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. Under New South Wales health guidelines, Council must notify vulnerable customers of any event that could result in the delivery of potentially unsafe drinking water. Council maintains a register of high-risk stakeholders, such as in-house dialysis patients, immunocompromised, who would be significantly affected by a water quality failure. These registered customers are notified as a matter of priority in the event of a potential water quality issue, such as a boil water alert. If you'd like to be added to the critical customer register, visit Council's website. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Employment on Council's website. Invest. 601 new businesses were registered in the Midwestern region in the 2020-21 financial year, an increase of 137 businesses compared to 2019-2020. 395, or 65.7% of the new businesses, were registered in Mudgee and surrounds, that's postcode 2850, Over 30% of the businesses were registered under the agriculture or construction industries. Visit. Fern Tree Gully is a stunning rainforest area 17 kilometres north of Rylstone. There are many walking tracks that take you down into the cool, narrow, fern tree studded valley floor, around the top edge of the rocks, with amazing views towards the valley and the unusual rock formations on either side. A loop walk takes you through unique plant communities and around a deep and narrow gully of eroded sandstone rock. Track 14, heading events calendar for September and October. 15th of September, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. Flavours of Mudgee 2021 cancelled, returning 2022. The annual Mudgee Street Festival will return on Saturday the 24th of September 2022. For updates, follow Flavours of Mudgee on Facebook. 1st to the 3rd of October, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Held in the first weekend of each month. Adults $15, children and concession $10, and children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 9th to the 24th of October, Sculptures in the Garden at Rosby Wines. Showcasing works from local and interstate sculptors. Works are selected for the Regional Sculpture Walk. 13th of October, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee, from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 21st of October, Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit at Parklands Resort. Learn valuable insights from some of Australia's most successful entrepreneurs. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on COVID-19 health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address, 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for September 2021. However, there's still some room available and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 16, heading A Story, title My Bacnophobia. When I told my wife there was a huge spider in the bath, she screamed and said, "Put it outside." Now I've got a hernia. Those old bathtubs can be pretty heavy. From Reader's Digest Australia Jokes website, submitted by David Bennett. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.